U.S.-backed forces pushed the last ISIS fighters from Raqqa. Today, the militias declared victory in the city ISIS considered its capital. Holly reports it came at a terrible price.
We walked into the heart of Raqqa today, once the pride of the so-called Islamic State. Now reclaimed after a four-month battle by these US-backed fighters who took us to Al Naim Circle. It's a place where ISIS showcased its brutality. This photo of a jihadi's young son captures their depravity.
What ISIS did here in Al Naim Circle was designed to terrorize, not just the people here in Raqqa who witnessed it in person, but anywhere where people saw the photos and the videos on the internet.
To get rid of the extremists, they've destroyed the city, leaving hardly a building unscathed. US coalition airstrikes have flattened many of them and inadvertently killed civilians, according to survivors. Buried beneath the rubble, we may never know for sure how many died here. Rojda Filat was the commander of the Raqqa offensive and amazingly told us the city will be rebuilt. But the extremists did damage that can never be repaired. Ahmed Hamdi escaped Raqqa 2 months ago, he told us. But as he evacuated the city, an ISIS bomb tore off both his legs and killed his wife. I want to kill hundreds of them, he told us. At a graveyard north of Raqqa, they come to pay their respects to the hundreds of US-backed fighters who have died in battle. A war that's cost people here the lives of their sons and daughters.
3 years after the US-led coalition began its bombing campaign against ISIS, the group is coming close to losing all of its former territory in Syria and Iraq. But that doesn't mean the end of ISIS. And as far as we know, the strikes haven't killed the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Anthony.
Holly Williams reporting.